Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Trent. This is Joe.
How's it going?
Everything is good. You tell me.
Oh, good.
Thanks, good.
Sir Peter sending me those passwords. I'm in the website now making some minor adjustments and whatnot, so we're carrying along here.
Well, that is it. Okay, well, if you need any kind of help of mine, any of my developers' help, let me know. I'm just a text away. You know it.
I do have a question for you. I'm noticing I've had a couple of, since we've been using the email accounts, there's been a couple people that let me know that they've sent me an email today and it didn't come through. I didn't get the email.
Did you check your spam or your...
Yeah.
It's still not coming
through on your...
So is
that just because of the... Is that because of the... Maybe the server is not recognized from their sender list, perhaps? Do you think that would be it, or...?
No, of course not. Well, it can be sent out worldwide. We have been using it for the past, I don't know how many years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I myself use it when we're talking into the company. When we're sending emails to our company, to the HR, we're still using the webmail.
You know what I think it is? Some of the organizations who I work with, like in this is for Biomed I'm talking about, sometimes they have pretty strict safe sender lists.
Firewall.
And if I'm on a new hosting platform, it might not, like it might be recognizing it as a strange outside platform until it picks up that, oh, this is Biomed just on a different server. It's probably what it is, so I'm just going to give it some time and see if it continues. But as other than that, I think things will be fine, hopefully.
Well, absolutely. Well, I think that things will be fine. It might take some time to recognize it, and it'll let it go through, all right, because... I think because it's a new server, everything is new, so that might be the reason the IP address and everything were, you know, getting all confused.
Probably.
All right, well, other than that, I have a 24/7 team that is working on your, that is taking care of the whole project, all right, and we'll be taking care of the server as well, so you're not facing any kind of issues within the emails or anything like that, all right?
Nice. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do today, Joe, is I'm going to work on Biomed. I have some field work I got to do the next couple of days, so I'll be in hotel rooms and whatever, but I'll still be able to work on artworks with you. But today my goal by the end of, you know, late tonight is I have to get Biomed fixed up and put some new pictures and little things like that with the wording and start getting a couple of our products on there. And then we'll see how it goes.
Well, sure, of course. Well, not a problem. And if you still need any kind of help with the artworks or anything like that, feel free to give me a text or shoot me a text or email me or Peter, all right, and we will be there to go ahead and help you out.
So so the question with Biomed, with the commerce page, the products page, is that already linked, or like how am I going to link that to my bank account to when they pay?
Well, you can let me know, because I suppose that the team has already set up the whole merchant thing for you. All right, as soon as you give me the credentials for whatever you want to use, like you want to use PayPal, you want to use whatever it is, all right, we can just go ahead and, you know, integrate over to the API and link it over there. All right, so when people buy anything, it directly drops into your account without any kind of issues.
Exactly, yeah. Okay, I'll kind of go through and familiarize myself with everything and kind of carry on from there. If I see anything that stands out or have any questions, I'll give you a call. Okay.
Yeah,
thanks
sure,
for
please.
Thanks for understanding. I've been a little impatient, but I just want to get this stuff going.
I understand.
Process, you know?
Well, I do understand, Trent. Well, it happens, because if I were in your shoes, I would have been gone crazy by now. Like, hey, things are not working out. What's going on? And stuff like that. But
well, it does. But I'm a patient guy, but there's times when, you know, like when you see me start getting a little agitated, my patience has limits like everybody else. And I know it's not all your fault. Or, you know, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying thank you for your help, though. We're going to work together and get these things rolling, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And there was a thing that I asked you if you can provide me with a video testimonial, if that's okay. I'm going to show
one of my manager.
Like, hey.
I will. I just, it's going to take me a little bit of time. I'm pretty busy, but yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, I would appreciate it. I would appreciate it, Trent.
you want your manager to be impressed too. I understand it. So, but
I just
want to
show him.
Work on a few things.
Yeah, because some of our managers were like, "Oh, Balcho is not doing a good job or anything like that." So I just want to go ahead and show them, like, "Hey, what kind of a good, you know, things that I have been up to and things." That is the reason I do have like 209 clients with me.
Mhm.
Mhm. And but still, they're saying like, "Hey, I'm not doing a good job." So yeah, that's what pisses me off sometimes.
Well. I did it for years, like not obviously not what you do exactly, but I've worked for people for a long time, and I've had good bosses and bad bosses, and nobody's perfect, you know. But encouraging people, you know, I try to encourage my people, and everybody has bad days, man. But you can't constantly lean down on people. You have to give them praise too, so.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I said. Like, hey, you have to go ahead and appreciate sometimes, you know. You were an employee at some time as well. And when
that's
you
right.
needed some praises, of course, you got some, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And, well, that is the reason I kept on, you know, working with you back and forth and replying to you on time and everything about it to go ahead and make sure that, you know, you're happy with the work and everything about it.
No worries. Yep, appreciate that. And we'll be in regular contact anyway. But I do have to run here because I'm in the middle of a bunch of things.
Sure.
I'll let you know and I'll keep in contact with you if anything comes up, okay?
Sure, absolutely, Trent. Well, you do take care of yourself, all right?
You too. Thanks, Joe.
No problem. All right, well, take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.